and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. Today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom is brought to you by ISawTheLightMinistries.com. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Now let's tune in to today's message.
Good morning. Today's topic is going to be very controversial concerning the subject of the temple. Will there be a temple built on the Temple Mount? Now, this is going to be very different from anything you ever heard before and different from what people have taught you all of your life. But I only ask that you write down these scriptures. Grab you an ink, pen, and paper real quick, because I'm going to be going through these scriptures really quick. You're not going to have time to flip the pages of your Bible. Just write them down, and then after the broadcast, you can go back and look at your notes and read these scriptures in your Bible in prayer and in fasting. I don't expect you to believe me, but I simply ask that you write these scriptures down, jot them down really quickly as I go over them, and go back in prayer and in fasting, in prayer and in fasting, to study these scriptures after the broadcast. In Revelation chapter 11, verse 1, there was given to me a reed like a rod, and the angel stood, saying, "Rise and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and them that worship therein." Revelation 11, verse 1. It is one of the verses most commonly used to teach that the Antichrist, or that the Jews, will build a temple on the Temple Mount, complete with animal sacrifices, before he desolates the temple, or defiles the temple. So, where is this temple of God in verse 1? It says the temple of God. It definitely says there is a temple of God, but is it on earth or where? Now, if we keep the Bible in context and read all of the chapter and the verses before and the verses after it, it becomes more clear that the temple in Revelation 11, verse 1, is not on the Temple Mount, but is in heaven. Let me show you in verse 19. Revelation 11, verse 19, "And the temple of God was opened in heaven." Now, that's not my interpretation. That's not my doctrine, my belief, my teaching. That is Scripture. But people will try to tell you that verse 1 and verse 19 are two different temples, one in heaven and one on earth. But these verses doesn't say that. It is nowhere written in chapter 10 or chapter 11 that these two temples are two different temples. We cannot interject our own traditional doctrine. We cannot interject what other people have taught us. We cannot assume that these are two different temples. It says it is in heaven. If you keep it in context, read the entire chapter, the chapter before it, the chapter after it, it is the same temple. Now, let's go back to some previous verses. Back in chapter 10, Revelation 10, verse 7, "But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound." Chapter 10, verse 7 is talking about the seventh angel. There are seven trumpets which blow seven angels. These seven angels blow those seven trumpets in the last seal, the seven seals. So you got seven seals, and in the last seal, you got seven angels blowing the seven trumpets. Chapter 10, verse 7, is the very last angel, the very last trumpet. If you continue to read all of chapter 10, it is still talking about the very last trumpet, the last day of the tribulation. Not before the tribulation, not in the early days of the tribulation, not in the middle of the tribulation, but the last day of the tribulation. If you continue to read into chapter 11, come down to chapter 11, verse 15, it says, "And the seventh angel sounded." So again, chapter 11 is still talking about the last day, the last trumpet that shall be blown. Everything between chapter 10, verse 7, in chapter 11:15 is still talking about the last day of the tribulation. So when we read Revelation chapter 11, verse 1, "There was given to me a reed like a rod, and the angels stood, saying, Rise and measure the temple of God and those that worship therein." That is not talking about the early days of the tribulation or the middle of the tribulation like we have been taught, but rather it is talking about the last day of the tribulation. In fact, John is told to rise and measure the temple of God. That Greek word for rise in Revelation 11 verse 1 means to be risen from the dead, to be resurrected from the dead. John is told to rise from the dead and measure the temple of God, which the Bible says in verse 19 is in heaven, and those that worship therein are those people in Revelation 19 at the marriage supper of the Lamb of God worshiping God. So, if we allow the Bible to interpret itself, the temple is in heaven. Another verse that people use to try to say there will be a Jewish temple with animal sacrifices on the Temple Mount is 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 4. 2 Thessalonians 2, 4, it says, "Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." Definitely it's talking about the Antichrist claiming to be God, sitting in the temple of God. That's absolutely what it says. But where does it say on the Temple Mount? Again, we cannot insert what man has taught us. Even if we respect our pastors, we cannot insert what our pastors have taught us. We got to stick to the scriptures. It does not say it's on the Temple Mount. It is the temple of God. Now hear me out on this. If the Jews were to build a temple on the Temple Mount, complete with animal sacrifices, it would not be called the temple of God, because animal sacrifices and any building used for animal sacrifices is Antichrist. It would not be called the temple of God. The animal sacrifices and the blood of goats is contrary to the blood of Christ in the New Testament time frame. It would not be called the temple of God. This is not a Jewish temple with animal sacrifices, even if they're planning on trying to build one. These scriptures are talking about the temple of God. The Antichrist is sitting in the temple of God in this verse. The temple of God, the Bible says in Revelation 11, verse 19, that the temple of God is in heaven. Yes, the Antichrist will sit in the temple of God in heaven. Now, you may say that's blasphemous, and I agree. It is blasphemous for the Antichrist, the fallen angel, the son of Satan, to sit in the seat of God, in the temple of God in heaven. But that's exactly what the scriptures say will occur. Isaiah 14, verse 13. Isaiah 14, verse 13. "For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also in the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north." Ezekiel 28 verse 2 confirms that. Ezekiel 28 verse 2, you can read later. It confirms that the Antichrist, a fallen angel, the son of Satan, will wage war in heaven. Revelation 12 verse 7. Revelation 12 verse 7, "There was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels." Why is there a war in heaven in Revelation 12? It is a repeat of the fall of Lucifer. When Lucifer exalted himself, waged war in heaven to sit in the seat of God in heaven, according to Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel, the devil did try to sit in the seat of God and try to throw God off his throne. Of course, he was not prevalent against God. You cannot be prevalent against God to overthrow God. Amen. But the devil did try that before. And the devil as still vain today as he ever was, will try again in the days just before the great tribulation, and God will allow the son of the devil, the son of perdition, the fallen angel, the Antichrist, to just momentarily sit in the seat of God. And then he will be cast out of heaven, Revelation 12, verse 9. He will be cast out of heaven and be cast down unto the earth to wage war against the saints of God. Now I understand that everything I have said is much different from what you have been taught by traditional religion. But I ask that you study the scriptures in prayer and in fasting and consider all the evidence that I present. Now, I have much more evidence, many more scriptures to back up everything I'm saying here, that the Antichrist is a fallen angel, that he's not the devil himself, but he is the son of the devil. He is a fallen angel. And that he will ascend into heaven, wage war in heaven, and only momentarily sit in the seat of God, that God will allow that to happen to fulfill Scripture. Even though that is blasphemous, it was also blasphemous that man would spit in Jesus' face, but God allowed it to happen. It was also blasphemous that man slapped Jesus in the face, that they cursed Jesus, that they whipped Jesus, that they did all those things. It was blasphemous, but God allows blasphemous things to occur and wicked things to occur to fulfill his word and to fulfill the end time events and everything that must occur. Now, there's other scriptures. Now, the temple will not be built on the Temple Mount. Matthew 24, 15. When you therefore see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whosoever readeth, let him understand. Matthew 24, 15. It says that Jesus is saying that the Antichrist, the abomination of desolation, will be standing in a holy place, not in the temple. Whoever's ever readeth, let him understand. Understand what? Understand that he's not standing in a temple on earth, but only in a holy place. The Greek word for place means land, location. It does not mean temple. The temple is not there in Matthew 24:15. Revelation 13, verse 6, Revelation 13, verse 6, he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle. The Antichrist blasphemes God and his tabernacle. Where is the tabernacle of God? It is in heaven. Now, I understand that the body of Christ, the church, is also a temple of God. But that's not what these verses are talking about. It is talking about the Antichrist ascending into heaven. It says so in Isaiah. It says so in Revelation. It says so in Ezekiel. So I ask you to re-examine all this and go to the website to check out the other scriptures that I have in the article about this. You can ask me to send you this article if you don't have the internet, and I'll be glad to mail you this same article with more information.
You've been listening to This Gospel of the Kingdom, brought to you by ISawTheLightMinistries.com. You may send all correspondence to Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Again, that's ISawTheLightMinistries.com, Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Please join us again next week, same time, same station. And until then, may Jesus bless you in amazing ways.